This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, I always enjoy our time together. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Little house cleaning, head up to the website. Look, as you know, and it happened to us earlier today, you know, Facebook cuts you out from time to time to decide they no longer like what you're doing. The only way a lot of these conservatives make money is by getting the traffic up, by getting, you know, sponsors come across because they want to see that you have a following. And when you have Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all those places, you know, stopping you, slowing you down, stifling what it is you're trying to put out there, it makes it hard to make money. And it costs money to keep shows. I mean, guys like me that are running around doing stuff, you know, recently we had a piece of equipment that died here, very important piece of equipment. It happens all the time. So, again, no begging going on, just letting you know that we can all use help. So find those shows that you appreciate, you like being with, you like listening to, and understand they need money to stay on the air. So if you hop up to my website, therealside.com, you can look. Some people said to me, hey, I need an address to send it to. Okay, well, here's the problem. You say you don't have a computer. You say you don't want to do it online. That's great. If you go over to our website and you want to send us a check, some of you have already done, the address, I'm not going to give out the address over the air. You go there and get it. All right? This is the About button. You can write us information. You can send us comments. It has our address there. It has our office phone number. That's right. We you know, a way you can get a hold of us during the week. But all the information for the show is up there. But not just me. I want to talk about other people, too. There are other great people in this business that are trying to get information out to you. Support them. Help them. If they've got a, you know, maybe you don't have $5 to give, but you have an email list. Right? Send information to your email list about this show that you're listening to or watching. Maybe they're having an event in your town. Send out an email to let people know about the event and what's going on and how they can get some information. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't hide us. Right? Get it out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Again, you can give there. You can sign up for our email blast. You can sign up for text notices. TRS to 77222. That's right. TRS to 77222. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do so much appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're doing something. That's the big part of this, right? Is get engaged, get involved, get informed. Do not just spew the party line. Doesn't help. Because then when you get called on the carpet for when they ask you questions, you won't have the answers. Really that simple. You know, another waste of time just in, and I do think it's a waste of time. A GOP representative introduces a resolution to remove Nadler as judiciary panel chairman over the impeachment probe itself. Now, I find this amusing. Right? This is crazy. They own The Democrats own these committee heads. Some of you who don't know, they're not voted into those. Whoever's in power at the time, they put their people at the head of these subcommittees. Now, Tuesday, there was a Republican congressman introduced a resolution to oust Chairman Jerry Wiebels Nadler. Right? Mostly because he's pursuing impeachment proceedings without having a committee that has any information. Look at, there's no crime here. They have not identified a crime. Now, they can say that the president, now think about this. This is it. He's not being impeached for colluding with Russia because they can't prove it. Right? I mean, there's so many other things that they said they were going to nail him on. And what are they going after? They're going after simply that he's strong. They believe, no proof, they haven't seen anything yet. They believe that he strong-armed Ukrainian president, which I don't know how you do that. The president of a country strong-armed him into opening up a investigation into the Bidens. Now, Lance Gooden from Texas said in a release that Nadler had acted against the will of the House, which never gave his committee explicit authorization to begin impeachment proceedings. The body voted, though, 332-95 in July to table an impeachment resolution. So he's gone down the road even after it was voted against, but really, seriously, do you really believe that Nancy Pelosi is going to remove him? This is what I'm talking about, where we waste time on certain things. We should be, you know what? These guys should be pounding on President Trump's desk. And I know he doesn't like to be pushed in anything, but we should be pounding on his desk, right, to get Bill Barr off his duff and start looking into every... I would open an investigation in every one of these issues. Every one of them. With a 6-month drop dead date. That's right. I'd want everything done before the election. I want all this information. I want them to spend so much time defending the illegal stuff that they have done that they can't even go out and they can't run for office. And I say that with all the love and respect for this country that we should have. Nobody should give a darn whether they're a Republican, a Democrat, or anything else. And again, like I said, when Nancy Pelosi comes out and says no one is above the law, that is just rich. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me after the break. Don't go far, you will enjoy this conversation. I love picking on him, too. He's a paisan, and he can take it. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. donate Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you want to be, want text alerts as opposed to emails, it's really simple. It doesn't require a whole bunch of work. Probably holding the phone in your hand already. If you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And, you know, I got to tell you, we get a lot more response off of that than we are off the emails. I realize that you get buried with that stuff. And if the station in your area doesn't carry the show, you have to do two things. Call the station manager, ask him why, ask him what's wrong with them. Okay. Number two is you can pick up our Apple or our Apple or what's that other one? Google app. You guys know where to do it. If you have an Android, you know how to get it. If you have an Apple, you know how to get it. And you won't miss any shows. You can get the old shows, and you can actually chat live during the show. All right. I got to bring him on because I've been chopping at the bit all day to get him on the show today because I know he's all over this stuff. Tom DelVicaro joins me. He's the author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to the American Reconciliation. There aren't any. You have to fire everybody in Congress and bring back people that have at least a double-digit IQ, Tom. Anyway,
how are you?
How you doing?
I'm going to call you Mr. Mantle tonight because this is my seventh show.
Oh, wow.
Today.
Nobody calls me anymore.
Talk about the criminalization of politics. This is where America apparently is today, where for 3 years they can investigate a guy, this so-called whistleblower, of course, was incentivized by a group in Washington to pay off people to dish dirt on Trump and government. And we don't know quite what his report said. We don't know quite what the transcript said. Certainly don't know all the facts. But the Democrats regularly decry this president, say, he's too reactionary and emotional on Twitter. Without even knowing the facts, he simply reacts and emotionally demands impeachment.
Well, they've been trying to, you and I both talked about this last year. I actually went back, not looking at your conversation, but mine, but you were in one of them, where I said, look, this is going to be 2 years of nothing but investigate to impeach. In other words, they don't even know what they're investigating. They are looking for something, you know. It's like the cop that pulls you over for speeding, but you weren't quite speeding, so he starts walking around the car. He's looking for a low tire, a crack lens, a something that he can write. He so wants to write that ticket so bad. These guys, they hate him so much that there's actually nothing he's going to be able to do. That are going to make them happy. But now we're finding out, think about this, the Russian investigation, nothing, right? They haven't nailed it. This portion is less than a week old. I mean, for all intents and purposes, right? This is less than a week old, and this is what they're hanging their whole hat on, that he may have pushed the Ukrainian president to do an investigation on something that was illegal to begin with.
Yeah, when in fact the Ukrainian government for over a year, almost 2 years, been trying to give information to the U.S. government unrelated to Trump. Meaning, it wasn't Trump that instigated this. It was the Ukrainian government that instigated this. And you're right. Look, on November 1st, 2018, I wrote an op-ed in the Washington Examiner saying the Democrats, if they won the House, would do three things. Number one, shut down government politics. They did that immediately. 6 weeks later, they backfired on them. They stopped. They don't do that anymore. Number two, endless investigations. They're still doing that in the manner in which you described. Not because something's there, because they're trying to find something. And I said that they would wind up with impeachment proceedings, because they could not help themselves. They could not stop themselves in their frenzy. And that's where we are today.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, again, you know, I don't know if you heard this, because if you've been doing a lot of interviews today, you may not have heard this part of it, but there's a rumor circulating that the whistleblower report will be a fake one to make sure the president doesn't get involved in any of this. This is what the Dems are saying. And I'm like, there's going to be no way to make these people happy, which I said to you during the break. I wish President Trump would just sit at his desk, do an old fireside chat moment where he looks at the camera and he says, you know what? The Democrats want so much transparency, and I agree with them. I think that we should release everything. I'm going to go back about 5 years, and every investigation that was done from Hillary Clinton's, you know, living room investigation with the FBI, the Loretta Lynch and Billy Bob Clinton affair that happened on the tarmac, all that, I'm going to release all of those unredacted, and you guys can figure out what's truth and what's not. And you're going to hear about 235 Democrats pass out on the congressional floor. I'm so tired of this. They don't really want transparency, do they?
Of course they don't. They don't want this focused on Biden either. They regularly say the Trump administration is profiting off the Obama. What do you think the whole Biden thing is? But you're right. And by the way, between the report, the IG report, which is coming out, the Durham report.
Oh, yeah.
The indictment. You're going to get a lot of that. And Trump, I think, next year will put out, not this year, because I think he doesn't want to, he's got enough, there's going to be enough coming out. He will release stuff to show exactly how corrupt the Democrats were. That's American politics today. And the Democrats will ground the Congress to a halt. Look, in general, if the Congress stayed home and never say anything, I'd be happy. But at this stage, they're gonna get blamed for nothing but obstruction in the next election, unless there's this silver bullet they claim must exist.
Yeah, you know what's really funny is people can say what they want about impeachment, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors. But the reality, you and I both know, is it's whatever Congress decides, it's high crimes and misdemeanors for the moment, right? Would you agree with that? There's no definition as to truly what that is.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no true definition, but I can assure you, high crimes and misdemeanor did not mean political differences. That's where the Democrats have been to have 3 years.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And again, going back there's that wonderful music. But listen, since we're both capitalists, you get it. We're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Del Beccaro will still be with us after the break. I guarantee it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country," but he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. All right, I'm going to bring him on. You know, he's a good guy. He's a smart guy. He's a Paisan. He's an author. He's, he's written a book called The Divided Era. You got to pick up a copy of that. I mean, seriously, I'm not kidding. And he's got, Tom, I don't want to waste any time with all this. Then go look at your website.
No. TomDell.com.
You know what? Good for you. Make it as easy as humanly possible, right? So,
you know, that was in part due to you. I want to thank you for saying you need to change your name.
Oh, so, again, let's get back to what I call... See, I call them the dementia squad, right? Because, seriously... Do you think it was the squad that pushed Nancy over the top with going ahead with the? And again, this is an impeachment investigation, right? For clarity, nothing has actually changed, has it?
Well, 16 of the 31 Democrats and Republican seats said they're based on the Ukraine. Now they want to do something. That's what changed the calculus for her. I said all along that there was no way this woman could control the national discussion. I said Nancy Pelosi, had the hardest job in politics.
Yes.
Coming up. And she's not in control of very much. And so what happened was deeply that things, she could no longer resist. So she fell for it.
Well, I get that part of it, but again, she had been pushing on this, and it's this young group, this new group of progressives that seem to be yanking her around like she's on a leash as to where they want to go, not necessarily where the, and for lack of a better term, the old guard wants to go. I mean, she really is...
it's 100% true. Look, there are four groups of Democrats with their hands on the wheel as it careens down the highway. Nancy Pelosi and the more and the Democrats who wanted to hold on to the House. AOC, who and the squad who want to replace moderate Democrats, which hurts Nancy Pelosi in keeping the House. The 2020, and those are the, all those candidates who have become so liberal they're pulling the Democrats off the cliff, and George Soros and Tom Steyer and the like, from the outside, are trying to fund a change to the Democrat Party. And Nancy Pelosi's not able to control that, even though she's arguably the most important of them all.
Yeah, she, you know, think about something. Just a couple of years ago, they love her, and she's one of the most, I would say, powerful people there. Right? I mean, would you agree with that term? One of the most powerful people in Congress? And
she should be the most powerful, but she's not able to be.
No. But that's that left-wing political socialist that are now pulling her all the way over to that side, aren't they?
Yeah, and she didn't want that. She wants to, she knows keeping the House includes 31 districts that Trump won. She didn't want all of this controversy because that makes it hard, and it would be the end of her career.
Well, okay, Mr. Politico. If the Dems go down the road and those people, those Trump areas, vote for impeachment, will they lose their seats?
Well, of course, it depends. If, in fact, a crime could be shown, then the answer may not be so. But keep in mind, this is what I write about repeatedly related to the divided era. This... Half the country won't believe what the other half says, no matter what. So, do I think the Republicans are going to vote in the Senate to kick Trump out? It would have to be some pretty serious stuff. And right now, based on what I've heard, including what I get to hear and maybe not everybody else gets to hear, I just don't see it. The state, in immortal words, somebody stay tuned.
That's true. That is so true. Because, again, some of the stuff that I think is common sense, some of the stuff that I think should be, you know, easy to control or talk about or make happen, just eludes me how quickly it goes, you know, that people aren't paying attention to it. But, Tom, a recent poll showed that 61% of Americans don't want impeachment. Even Democrats think it's, you know, the rank and file Democrats think it's a waste of time. You know, they got, what, 18 months? You want to take them out? Put all this effort into taking him out in next year's election. They must be almost assured, almost fully believe that they're not going to be able to vote him out.
That's interesting that you put it that way. But I don't think they're that rational. But I do think, no, I don't think that Jerry
Nadler. I didn't think of that. Yep.
I don't think Jerry Nadler is that rational. But I do think their entire theory on how they should approach this has been, from the beginning, we need to undermine this guy and say that he's illegitimate until the cows come home so that when re-election comes around, people won't support him. The problem is they did it so much without actual facts that it has hurt them. And so they have cried wolf incessantly. I was on a TV show tonight. The socialist who doesn't know the definition of socialism, so she didn't want to call herself one. But I talked to her. She, of course, said this administration had nothing but scandals. The Democrats say that. But the country no longer believes that. The whole vegan you came up with just now is evidence of that. And I said about the fact that they've cried wolf repeatedly. I said this is old in politics. In fact, Aesop's fable is, I don't know, 3,000 years old. But it doesn't matter to them.
No. None of the rationale matters to them whatsoever. Again, I keep asking my Democrat friends that are losing their minds and they're so excited, and I say, what crime has he committed? Tell me the crime that you actually have evidence and proof for.
That's funny that you said that, because I asked her to tell me the exact statute. Now, look, there is a statute that says that you cannot solicit aid of foreign governments to affect the U.S. election.
Right.
But we need to remember that this process that we're discussing tonight related to the Ukraine started years ago with the Ukraine attempting to give the United States information on the Biden, because they had collected it. It was initiated by them. It was not initiated last week or 2 months ago or 8 weeks ago by the Trump administration.
Right.
We need to remember that it was not, this was not a Trump operation. And so the fact that they tried to give that information in the past, I think, matters, right?
Right.
But it won't matter if you have the country, and that's where that's just sadly where we are and where we're going to be.
No, listen, I agree with you. And I would approach it from, again, I've been speculating because nobody has a transcript yet, but I would say, look, if Trump is on the phone with the guy and he says, hey, you know, I was elected to clean up corruption, and I'm going to go through this, and this is the kind of thing we're going to do, and your money's really going to help. You know, Trump's saying something like, hey, if you really want to clean up corruption, you need to go all the way back to everything that went down with that gas company issue. You know what I'm saying? You need to look at all the corruption that you've been dealing with over the years and making sure you clean it all up. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that's wrong.
We could speculate to the end of time.
I know.
Speculation with this. But
I don't think he would release. I don't think he'd release any of that stuff if he thought for a moment they would hang him.
I agree. He's been very. You know, and he has to closely lied on national television tonight saying that they shall release the report. You know, yeah, it's an urgent matter, but there was no urgency to that.
No.
It's a matter in regular course. So the condition didn't occur.
All right. We're going to go for a quick break when we come back. GOP is pushing now to remove Nadler as the judiciary chairman. I'm going, why are we wasting our time with these moves? We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We're trying to keep it light and happy around here. Talk about a little. We talk about a lot of pretty nasty stuff. So, got to have it kind of light and happy from once in a while. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Tom DelVaccaro joins me as he does from time to time on the show when he's not hanging out with like Trish Regan and alike. And Tom is an author of The Divided Error. How we got here. You know what? I don't know if we can get out of this mess. Seriously, every time I get optimistic, something stupid happens. Our people let me down, Tom. You know?
No, there is not a lot of examples in history of a major country walking itself back from this kind of thing. There just is.
I'm losing you.
Back in the late 1800s, the notion of a blood sport, that's what politics was known as. There were multiple assassination attempts, too successful.
Uh-huh.
It's getting at the end of the Roman Republic, murdered, and that disorder was only cured by order. Look at the end of the French Revolution. That disorder was only calmed by Napoleon's order. And that every government perishes by an excess of its basic principles. And the basic principle of democracy is this public input. But once that public input becomes hysteria, where facts don't matter, and you get this intensity and this demand for instant action, when that occurs, you get sort of this mob sensation. And if we don't step back from that, government takes over more and more, and freedom dissipates, and then one day you wake up to martial law.
You know, some of my friends on the hardcore right, they believe the only way out of this at this point is, you know, there's going to be an uprising. There's going to be a civil uprising. I'm not going to say I agree with it.
I don't know why you say the way out of that. Because historically, uprisings are met by increases in government control, not less. For instance, the Whiskey Rebellion, ironically, because the Congress had imposed a tax, and George Washington had to take an army into Pennsylvania, larger army than he ever commanded during the period of time when he was fighting the revolution, to impose order because people rebelled against the whiskey tax, and by that they there many times it wasn't paying the ball. Historically, insurrections are, Shay's rebellion convinced Washington that we needed a more centralized federal government, or at least it played a role. So I'm not sure why they think that it will lead to freedom. I think it will lead to more government.
Well, I think they're frustrated. I think they see that the legislative process is not working well for them, if you would. I think it's at a point where a lot of people, a lot of the rank and file, even from both sides, the moderates and the Democrats too, they feel like there's only one party. Well, actually, there's no party. There's just a party of them against us. And, you know, you look at what's going on. You said it yourself. They are very dysfunctional. They're not getting anything done. And I don't know if you and I agree on this, but I think even the last group of Republicans that were in Congress did us no favors. They did not act like conservative Republicans. They acted like, you know, a bunch of frat boys that now got the key to the liquor cabinet. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take unless we're willing to take the time to truly replace those people that are not Americans. They're frat boys.
And the next 15 years, you're going to find out because government is not going to be able to fund interest off the debt and every one of these programs. And what will happen is what happened in to Detroit in 2013 when it woke up one day with no money. And it started to do less. It literally didn't have enough money in the bank, so it just stopped doing things. And that's what financial costs look like. I mean, I hate to be the Debbie Downer tonight, but we need to be realistic about this. But you're right. I mean, if you're listening to my voice, or anyone in America, with a federal national debt of $22 trillion, and you're for spending more than we currently are, I just don't understand you.
I agree. I agree with you. But, you know, then you get the pushback that much of this money is mandated. Much of this money has to be spent. You have to have these increases from year to year to year. And I realize...
So we have to go overboard. Oh, okay.
No.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but that's their mentality.
That's their mentality. On the school board, and I realize I'm not the federal government, but we, you know, the board I'm on, we have a $240 million budget. That's a lot of money. But 86% of that money is, guess what? It's for salaries and benefits. So there's no discretion with 86% of those dollars. And the rest of it, we have to try to run the rest of the school for, you know?
And pay pensions and on and on and on.
Right.
I agree. There is no evidence of a civilization in history that got smart about all of this and saved itself of any great significant size. But look, I guess I'm exaggerating, because you look at Sweden, which at one point had the government spending was 70% of the economy. They have now dialed it back to 50% and are going in that direction, removed the minimum wage, and are trying to reduce the size of government. I'd explain that to the socialists today who brought up, you know, democratic Sweden, but of course has no idea what Sweden's been doing of late. Or socialist Sweden. But the facts are 100% opposite to them.
Yep.
But, you know, again, that's America today, folks.
Well, okay. And then all these, I just don't know. Where do you think this ends up? I got to ask you, just, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I've been telling people tonight, look, they don't have two-thirds of the vote they need. This is an exercise in futility. I think it's just to appease their base and say, look, we tried, we didn't have the votes, now we need to move on. But at that point, it's going to be too late for them. So, total party line vote, with the exception of Mitt Romney, right, who I'm not so sure is a Republican.
That's So you mean it is the party line vote? I think more likely than not, wind up turning the Democrats because they will have overplayed their hand, and therefore this will hurt them in the next election. And I think at this moment in time, I continue to believe it's about 52-48
of the Republicans take that. Really? I think it's more than that myself. Myself, and only because of frustration. I think people are going to go, okay, maybe they're not paying attention, but they're irritated that nothing really has been done. I think at the end of the day, I don't care what party you belong to, they're still Democrats still aren't dealing with the middle of this country, right?
They will not. You must remember, Democrats don't vote the economy or normal policy thoughts. They vote government. That is their economy. So it doesn't matter what Republicans are doing or not doing or the state of the economy. They want control. They want to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and there's zero chance that they'll just lose heart in that endeavor. They want that more than anything you can imagine.
Did you see that CNN report where the guy went out to one of the coal towns thinking that he was going to get a positive response, and they said to him, no, we're Trump people, lifelong Democrats, but our coal industry has come back, our town has come back. You've got three of the front runners, the Democratic presidential candidates, saying, we're going to shut down coal, we're going to shut down gas, we're not going to allow oil drilling. Unless those people are
including Joe Biden in Pennsylvania, where 18,000 jobs are directly tied to coal, and going beyond that, the coal industry exports to 23 states of the Pennsylvania coal industry. So it's very interesting to listen to him say, oh, by the way, we're going to shut that down. How did they win in those states doing that? That's one question 2020 will have to answer.
Listen, I appreciate the insight. We're up against it. It's TomDell.com, right?
TomDell.com. Bye, Kimmy.
And if you can't get to TomDell.com because you can't figure it out, you shouldn't be driving. Joe Messina, your host. We're here all week. Hopefully you will, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.